It's time to spill
the tea.
Hello.
You there, and welcome to A Spoonful of Theatre.
And this is our Spill the Tea episode, and we are going to spill the tea on Wild Rice's The Wizard of Oz.
Yes, indeed. We are reporting straight out of the auditorium, and it's our pleasure to give our first thought. So, TJ, what did you think?
Do you know what, Sam? I am a huge fan of Wild Rice. I've been an angel for a few years as well, and last year's panto, I genuinely wasn't a fan of, and I was a little bit disappointed. But this year's panto, I loved. Mm. I genuinely had such a good night in the theatre. Overall, I think it was such a fun evening and a really good take on The Wizard of Oz, which is such a classic story, with some amazing local flavour, like not too much, like, as it was a lot, but I don't think it went too far, and I really enjoyed myself. Mm. What about you? What's your first thought?
Well, my expectations were high with this one
for
two very big reasons. The Wizard of Oz is one of my first movies that I ever remember watching, and I'm a huge Judy Garland fan, as you know.
Of course.
And panto was my first ever experience in the theatre when I was a kid.
Oh, history in the making.
And I have a big connection with panto. I've been in panto in my cruise ship days. And so my expectations were very high with this one, and I loved what they did.
Yeah.
I really loved what they did by localizing it, and the pantomime elements. I thought they've done a really good job with this one.
Absolutely. So for me, let's get into some of the nitty-gritty of the actual show.
Yes.
So the cast, wow, they've assembled quite the cast, haven't they?
It's all-star.
It really is
all-star of the Singapore theatre world.
Absolutely.
And they were a great ensemble. Mm. It worked.
And the kids. I think we have to also give a shout-out to the kids.
They did a marvellous job.
Yes.
I loved watching them.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked so well together with the choreography and playing the different parts, you know, they were the munchkins and everything. They've done a really good job, those kids.
Absolutely. So in terms of acting, for me, putting my theatre practitioner hat on, I have to give a huge shout out to Tim and Ben. For me, they were the absolute stars of the show for me. Tim, absolutely hilarious. Just a really good, strong, bold character choices all the way through.
Yes.
Really amazing comic timing. And then kind of the antidote to that, they were two extreme opposites of characters.
Yes.
And Ben, just again, you know, you said it earlier, the physicality. Yeah.
The physicality, the only way I can describe it is C-3PO from Star Wars.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine that could have been easy, because it's so anti the way humans move, that to maintain that for 2.5 hours, that he's done a really good job there. Mm. It works so well.
Absolutely. There's some really strong choices there. A big shout out to Becky as well.
Yes.
For me, playing any of the central roles in these shows, to be honest, some of the other characters are sometimes more interesting. Yes. So it can sometimes be a thankless job sometimes, these, but I think she did a wonderful job of creating that character overall.
The way I've always seen it with panto is that the central character is the one that brings the audience on the journey. And that happened from the beginning. The fourth wall was broken straight away. And Dorothy brought us on that journey.
Yeah.
And you're right, the other characters were the more interesting ones, the ones that brought out the laughs and the tears in some cases. And yeah, I agree with you there.
Yeah, I think for me, if I'm being a little bit picky, there was a few moments where I would have wanted a little bit more heightenedness. Like, for example, like, I think Dwayne did a lovely job, but I wanted a bit more villain at times.
Mm.
I don't think it spoiled it. I still enjoyed that. But I just wanted, I feel like that over-the-top villain, I just wanted a little bit more of the Wicked Witch at times. And Karen, my goodness, she played multiple roles throughout the show.
She earned her salary this show.
Did.
She really did.
I think a couple of the characters could have popped a little bit more. They felt a little bit under.
Mm.
But I think, again, didn't spoil the show for
no,
me, but that's me being kind of picky director hat there, and I think they could have popped and just been a little bit more kind of exaggerated in some of the moves. But yeah, I think overall, a strong cast, a strong ensemble, clearly worked together very well,
and
well
paid
put
off.
Together.
Yeah. It's paid off.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's move into the direction again, and I think Ivan is very good at bringing up the camp, bringing up the fun. you know when Ivan Hang as director of the pantomime, okay, there's glitz and there's glamour everywhere.
Yes.
But also Ivan has just this tendency just to make things fun as well. There's a joy that comes through the direction and the kind of overall vision, because at the end of the day, he's the one driving the show.
Yes.
And you watch the show and it's a visual spectacle and it's lots of fun.
Yes.
And that's what a pantomime's all about for me.
It's supposed to have the humour, the love, the joy. It's not meant to be a it's not supposed to be too deep, quite honestly. It's supposed to be fun and joyful, and I think they really brought that, and I think the direction brought that on.
Absolutely. Okay, going on to music. Wow. Elaine, full disclosure, I love Elaine Chan. Okay, but honestly, this is some of my favorite. She always writes a good tune, but this is some of my favorite songs she's written. It felt like it was it is a real musical, but like, you know, something from the West End. Like,
yes.
Like some of the songs were really, really catchy, and I have been singing "Come and Follow the Yellow Brick Road" even before I arrived. So the marketing is on point,
because I
was singing it before I even saw the show. It was wonderful music.
It's a real toe-tapper, and it's an earworm. It gets stuck in your head. I think on the MRT tonight, we'll still have that in our heads. And that was the same with the original movie, Follow the Yellow Brick Road. And we're off to see the Wizard. That was it. we're off to see the Wizard. Yeah. They had those reprises that get stuck in your head.
And there was those lovely motifs that were linking you back to the original, or like subtly hinting at the original songs, but yet felt fresh and felt new and felt local. And so really, really awesome job. Putting my singing hat on here. Some of the vocals for me just didn't quite pop. I wanted a bit more belting in places. But I don't say there was no bad singing in the show. It's just I wanted a little bit more oomph in some of the places. So that was just me being a little bit picky there. But again, I don't think spoiled the show overall.
And what about the choreography?
Oh, Rayshan and PJ as a team, my goodness. What you get when you get them is you get storytelling through dance,
right,
which is so important. And you really see that. And what I loved is how they made a very strong choice. It's the first panto in a few years where I really see the kids fully integrated.
Yes.
And they really helped tell the story.
They really did.
They really did. And that dance was what told the story. And they were doing some really hard dance moves as well, the
kids. Yes, there was a bit where there were some flips.
Yes.
And I blinked, unfortunately. I blinked at the end of it.
Okay, don't blink, people, when you watch this show.
But the audience response from that, there was a whoa, you know. And so the kids did well with the choreography.
I've got a little personal gripe, because way back last year, I actually auditioned to be in the show they did the open calls, and I went for the dance call, and I came out and I was sweaty, and I'd done one of the hardest street dance routines, Rayshan, in that audition, and all of those main characters were not doing anything like I did that in that audition. None of them had to do that in the end.
Oh, she's not bitter.
No, I'm joking. Well done, everyone in the cast, and the choreography really did sell it. The script. Okay. Sam, you are a fan of the original. How did you find this adaptation of the script and Alfie and Sat's rendition of this show?
It paid homage to the original Wizard of Oz really well. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of lines from the movie that popped in there, and which was great. I thoroughly enjoyed that. Now, panto is supposed to be a laugh out loud show for all ages, from your 5-year-olds to your 55-year-olds. And there was jokes and digs in there for everybody that are meant to make fun of ourselves. However, I do have a gripe with this one. I think there were some very overt political statements that does not need to be in a pantomime. Digs? Yes, little digs, little pokes, but not full-blown political manifestos. That's not what pantomime. A 7-year-old or an 8-year-old doesn't care of what sort of political philosophy you have. Pantomime is not the place for that. That's my only criticism. The homage that it paid to Wizard of Oz was still wonderful, and it even paid homage to the book as well,
yes.
Which I was quite impressed with. If you know the book, mm-hmm. it also pays homage to the book as well.
Yeah, I think for me, this actually, in terms of the Panto script, was one of the nicest adaptations we've had in the last few years from Wild Rice. It was entertaining. It really, really drew out all of the characters in a very nice way. I say my criticism was, and I think this has been the case for the last couple of Pantos, it's too long.
Oh, yes.
Even for the adults, to be quite honest with you, I think it's 20 minutes too long. Because overall it was a 2-hour 45 with the interval, kind of by the time we left the theater. And I did see a few kids shuffling around a bit, but that is not a reason not to go. I just think for me that is a comment that I hope in future, maybe if we can shorten it and just snappy it up a little bit, I think everybody will enjoy the piece a bit more.
If it's
We've got
matinee,
a TikTok generation, yes. You know, we're used to short, snappy things.
If it was a matinee, it wouldn't be a problem. But if it's families, parents bringing their kids out and they've got school in the morning, they've got work in the morning, yeah, that's too long because you've got to get home. Yeah. Kids have got to come down from the high energy. Yeah, so I agree with you there.
Yeah, so for me, again, not a reason not to go to the show. Please go. Just know that it is 2 hours, 45 minutes. And I think, honestly, 2 hours, 15, 2 hours, 30, just a nice amount, especially for the family audience. I think could be just a bit snappier there as well. Okay, right, let's get into the creatives. There are some really lovely creatives here. We've got some of the best in the industry as well.
Yes.
So that set, my goodness, Yucian, thank you so much.
The set was beautiful.
Beautiful as always.
It was.
Really, and that space is very difficult. Just the way the Neon Conti Theatre is set up,
yes.
There's hardly any room backstage, so all of those set pieces, it's very tight back there. So he really made wonderful use of that stage. The ons, the coming in with the trucks and everything, the projections, beautiful use of projection.
Yes, the wizard was.
Yeah, we won't spoil it for everyone.
No, we won't.
Yeah, just
but
keep
the wizard
an eye
was
out
good.
The projections really, really wonderful. If I have a gripe, and anyone that knows me, one of my pet peeves is blackout. There's a few blackouts. I don't mind them every now and again. But I think for me, my biggest pet peeve, I just do not like to see tech people on stage. Okay. And we had quite a lot of set movement, and you can see the tech people. And when we're in this beautiful world of ours and some people come in
takes you out of it.
With earpieces, I suppose the audience get it, but why not just put them in a rainbow outfit or something? Just something that alludes to the show.
Yes, yes.
Just, you know, like worker outfits. You know, we had so many moments that I think you could have put them in something just to make it not look like they were tech people rolling set.
To quote Wizard of Oz, don't look at that man behind the curtain. And unfortunately, yes. The techs were not behind the curtain.
Yeah, and it was very obvious. But it is a difficult space for that, so I know that they have to be there to move all these beautiful set pieces. But for me, I just would have wanted a costume.
Yes.
But going into costume, everyone else's costumes are stunning.
Ben's was really well done.
Yeah.
City must have sweated a lot in hers, but it was still gorgeous. The kids, the munchkins, the Emerald City, Emerald Citizens, they were great costumes, colourful, vibrant, bright, and it really complemented what they were doing on the stage.
Absolutely. I loved the costume. Glitzy, glamorous, did the job, bold and bright, told the story. Really, really nice. Lovely sound. I have one gripe, but there's nothing we can do about it because Wild Rice is such a small theatre, because the drums are electric. You don't quite get that live feel of the drums, but I know why we have to do that. So that's one of my only gripes. But Uncle Shaw, just a fantastic job with the sound, as always. Now, Sam, who is this for? Who is this show for?
I would literally say this is one for everybody. Mm-hmm. This is one for the small kids and for the adults. Yeah. There's quite a few very adult jokes.
But that's Panto.
But I have overt adult jokes.
Oh, I think most of the kids didn't have gone over their head, honestly.
But even I saw a few mums put their hands over their mouths. And these were jokes that I didn't understand because they were very localised jokes in Singlish or Hokkien or something. But that's a good thing in that it suits everybody.
Yeah.
This one really is one for all the family.
I agree. It's for everyone. Unless you're just somebody who likes really deep, dark Shakespeare or really like deep, dark drama, then you wouldn't go to a Panto anyways. But every single person, amazing, great night at the theatre. Come for a good time.
Now then, ladies and gentlemen, when you see a reader theatre review, they'll give a number of stars. Myself and TJ asked each other, what are we going to give, TJ? And we decided we're going to give Spoonful.
Ooh, yes.
Because we are a Spoonful of Theatre. But there's a twist to this. Now, as we said right at the beginning of the podcast, TJ is the practitioner. I'm the nobody. I'm the...
You're the theatre lovey. You're the audience member.
I'm the audience member. So we're going to give our own individual spoonfuls, and it may not be the same.
Absolutely. So, we've not talked about this. We have no idea what each other are going to give. So, out of five spoonfuls, we're going to say it together after three. What our five spoonful score is. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
4.
Oh! Wonderful.
And the first time we're, for our first spoonfuls, we're matching.
We are matching, absolutely. 4 spoonfuls, very well deserved. I think it was a solid night out of the theatre that everyone can enjoy.
Yeah, I agree. One for all the family, laugh out loud jokes, beautifully acted, beautifully costumed, beautifully produced. Mm. It's a fab show.
Great. So, everyone, you can go and get your tickets. We hope you enjoyed our little review. I hope we haven't spoiled anything for you and just got you excited to go to watch it. It is playing at the Nian Kongsi Theatre at Funan by Wild Rice until December the 21st, and you can get your tickets on Sistic.
Now, TJ, my tea's gone cold. Shall we leave it there?
I think we should. So,
to all the cast and crew of Wild Rice's The Wizard of Oz,
and to anyone else performing in Singapore Theatre this month, break a leg.